Hey there, film fanatics and storytellers at heart. You're plugged into Movies First, and I'm thrilled to have you tuning in for another slice of cinematic discussion. Today, we're diving headfirst into a film that's as gut-wrenching as it is thought-provoking. The intense and visceral Civil War, crafted by the masterful hands of director Alex Garland. Prepare yourself for a journey through a fractured America, one that asks tough questions about the nature of society and the cost of perpetual conflict. So grab your popcorn and let's unravel the complexities of a nation-turned battlefield. Buckle up. This episode's going to take you on a wild ride through the trenches of storytelling and the front lines of filmmaking. Welcome to Movies First. And believe me, you won't want to miss this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cue music.
This is Movies First.
Imagine an America torn asunder, where the familiar stars and stripes are tattered by the strife of an internal clash. Civil War, the film at the heart of our conversation today, dabbles with this unsettling concept, uneasily close to our own societal rifts. The stage is set in a country that's at war with itself, a gruesome, no-holds-barred conflict that's as bloody as they come. While the president, played by the always captivating Nick Offerman, boldly claims a near victory, the reality on the ground tells a stark, contrasting tale. Now, within the chaos, two giant states rise, Texas and California, united in their military might, challenging the very notion of a United States. Their coalition signifies a force that's a far cry from any remnant of unity the nation once held dear. This isn't just a war of territories, it's a war of ideals, it's a war for survival, and at its heart, it's a narrative that sparks a chilling resonance to the divides we observe today. Our president within this fractious landscape isn't the type to bask in the spotlight, having avoided the press's probing gaze for well over a year. This elusive behavior sets the stage for an epic journalistic endeavor. And it is against this backdrop that we journey alongside the fervent war photographer, Lee, brought to life by Kirsten Dunst, and the intrepid journalist, Joel, portrayed by Wagner Moura. They are the eyes through which we witness this turmoil employed by Reuters to cover the corrosion of a nation. To reach the reclusive leader in the entrenchment of Washington, D.C., they have no choice but to traverse an arduous, indirect path, spanning the perilous 1,400 kilometers laid with more than just physical obstacles. It's a path unlikely to be graced by any semblance of hospitality. Rather, it's a gauntlet lined with the very essence of danger and the unknown. In a tale as raw and visceral as this, it isn't merely the soldiers on the front line who find themselves in jeopardy. Our characters, entrenched in their pursuit of truth, face a landscape riddled with those who have abandoned their morals amidst the turmoil, people who have become as unpredictable and treacherous as the war itself. Their odyssey is one that doesn't shy away from the grim reality war inflicts on the human heart and the nation's soul. This is the unsettling and provocative setting of Civil War, a film that boldly captures a dystopian possibility with nerve-wracking authenticity. In the heart of a nation torn by internal strife, four reporters are on a mission to bring the raw and unfiltered truth to the world. Let's dive into the lives of Lee, Joel, Sammy, and Jesse, our guides through the chaos in Civil War. Lee, portrayed by Kirsten Dunst, is a seasoned war photographer. Her lens has captured countless conflicts, each leaving indelible marks on her soul. As she embarks on this latest, perilous, 1,400-kilometer journey to Washington, D.C., her experience is her armor, yet it cannot shield her from the toll another war will take. Her world weariness is palpable, a result of seeing too much, yet knowing she can't look away. Beside her is Joel, played by Wagner Moura, the epitome of a dedicated journalist. His gung-ho spirit is a driving force, but this battle-scarred terrain is unlike anything he's covered before. His eagerness is soon met with the sobering reality of war's brutality. Joel's arc reveals the struggle between maintaining professional detachment and the emotional investment that his dangerous craft demands. Adding to the depth of this group is Sammy, brought to life by Stephen McKinley Henderson. He's the veteran New York Times correspondent who's seen it all, or so he thought. Retirement could be his for the taking, but the call to bear witness is too powerful to ignore. In Sammy, we see the embodiment of commitment, a man whose wisdom and experience are invaluable in unraveling the complexity of war. And then there's Jesse, the young photographer played by Kaylee Spaney. Fresh and eager, Jesse is the mirror that reflects the horror of conflict for the first time. She is our entry point, our proxy, as the reality of devastation slowly replaces the naivety in her eyes. Her journey is one of transformation through the baptism by fire, as she learns lessons that no classroom or studio can impart. Together, these four are the chroniclers of war, each driven by their commitment to their craft, each facing the untold dangers that lie in wait, and each tirelessly striving to ensure that the truth of this civil war doesn't go unseen or unheard by the world. Through their eyes, we'll see the consequences of dissent turned violent, and through their stories, we'll understand the human cost of a nation at war with itself. Alex Garland, the visionary behind the acclaimed Ex Machina, takes his craftsmanship to an entirely new battlefield with Civil War. Through Garland's directorial lens, the visceral reality of war leaps out of the screen. It's raw, it's turbulent, and it's unforgiving. He paints a dystopian portrait of America, a tapestry of chaos where every frame tells a story of a nation tearing itself apart from the inside. What's fascinating with Garland is his profound ability to intertwine human emotions with stark, gripping narratives. He doesn't just show you the battleground, he immerses you into the psyche of those who navigate it. As our war reporters move through the fractured landscape, Garland ensures you feel every ounce of their trepidation, their resolve, and the sheer unpredictability of their surroundings. Let's not gloss over the contributions of Rob Hardy, the cinematographer whose work here is nothing short of stellar. Together with Garland, they've created more than just visual storytelling. It's a cinematic experience that echoes the thudding of your pulse as you're thrust into the heart of conflict. The camera work is intimate, sometimes almost uncomfortably so, employing close-ups that capture every emotion that flickers across our characters' faces. And underpinning all of this is the soundscape, a character in its own right. From the distant thuds of mortars to the muffled cries amid chaos, the audio design wraps around you, refusing to let go. It's an element that often goes unnoticed, but here it's impossible to ignore. It's the haunting whispers in moments of silence and the jarring explosion that suddenly wrenches you from a fleeting respite. Garland doesn't just direct. He orchestrates a symphony of sight and sound that leaves you nothing short of breathless. Each scene pulls you deeper into the fray. Each act binds you tighter to the character's plight. It's a skillful melding of artistic vision and narrative power that makes Civil War a harrowing journey through the lens of those who dare to document it.
You're listening to Movies First.
All right, let's dive into the performances and what really makes Civil War such a deeply moving experience. It's the characters pulling us into the thick of turmoil, and it's all about how these talented actors make them real for us. First up, Kirsten Dunst as Lee, the war photographer with years of conflict behind her eyes. Dunst absolutely embodies this role, projecting a world weariness that's impossible to miss. Her performance isn't just seen, it's felt. Every weary step and shutter click carries the weight of history. You can't help but read the story of countless wars on her face, a testament to Dunst's mastery of her craft. Then there's Wagner Moura as Joel. This is a guy who's all about the pursuit of the untold story, matching his steps to the heartbeat of the action. Moura's performance captures Joel's transition from gung-ho excitement to a somber realization of the war's stark reality. You can feel that change, that tempering of spirit, which is the mark of a truly fine actor. Our 23-year-old newcomer, Jesse, portrayed by Kaylee Spaney, serves as our eyes into this world, her innocence not yet lost to the grimness of war. Spaney has this wide-eyed authenticity that perfectly portrays a rookie coming to grips with the raw truths before her. There's something so riveting about watching innocence exist in the midst of chaos, and Spaney delivers that in strides. Stephen McKinley Henderson plays the old-timer, Sammy, and boy, does he sell it. There's a sage wisdom, a terrid know-how in his portrayal, like he's seen it all and then some, yet he's still out there, still part of the story. Henderson shows us an old fox with a journalist's undying drive, who just can't seem to let go of the chase. The performance is nuanced, layered with complexities of a career spent on the front lines of history. And then, Jesse Plemons. Oh, he brings the chill as the recalcitrant shooter. His depiction is skin-crawlingly evil, a stark contrast to our protagonists. Plemons just has this knack for making your skin crawl, creating a villain who's as magnetic as he is menacing. This ensemble, each actor so deftly playing off the other, brings Civil War to vivid life. Their characters are nuanced, their portrayals resonating long after the credits roll. It's performances like these that don't just tell a story, they make us live it, breathe it, and ultimately, remember it. As Civil War concludes, its powerful impact lingers. The haunting themes presented throughout the film stir up a cauldron of emotions. Surely, it's not just a mirror to our troubled times, but a stark warning of what could be if we tread too far down the path of civil discord. Garland's portrayal of a nation torn asunder, its social fabric shredded by the machinations of power, is both a social commentary and a chilling hypothetical scenario. The film scratches away at the surface of society, peering into the dark underbelly that is often hidden behind headlines and political posturing. It's a stark reminder of the fragility of order and how quickly it can dissolve into chaos. Each character, in their journey through the ravaged American landscape, echoes different facets of our humanity, from the weary yet driven Lee to the naive yet to be desensitized Jesse. And in their stories, we find our own fears, our own courage, and our personal reflections on morality in times of crisis. What's fascinating and deeply disturbing about Civil War is the ability to make the fictional horrors feel uncomfortably close to reality. With a clear lens focused on the documenters, Garland unveils the oft-unseen sacrifices and emotional toll the bearers of truth endure amidst calamity. This is not just a sci-fi thriller or a commentary on current affairs, it's a wake-up call. It beseeches audiences to contemplate the consequences of our collective choices and the precipices upon which we stand socially, politically, and ethically. As I left the cinema, the heavy silence amongst the viewers was palpable, a testament to the film's provocative allure. Civil War doesn't just end when the credits roll, it stirs a conversation. It ignites a certain self-reflection, and most importantly, it remains seared into the psyche long after you've witnessed its final scenes. It's in these reflective moments that Civil War proves to be an invaluable piece of cinematic art, compelling us to question, to fear, and to hope all at once. And with those heart-touching scenes and incredible performances still dancing warmly in our thoughts, we've happily arrived at the end of today's exploration into Alex Garland's gripping world of Civil War. This film isn't just another gem in the genre. It's a profound journey into the depths of the human spirit nestled in the chaos of societal breakdown. The textures, the fervor, the authenticity, it's all a treasure waiting to be discovered. So, I warmly encourage you to pick up a ticket, seek out the grandest screen you can find, and let the story enchant you. I give it an enthusiastic 9 out of 10, and a quick credit. This movie was reviewed by Alex First, and you can read more of his reviews by visiting our HQ's website at bytes.com and heading to the movie's first page. You'll find all our back episodes there too, along with links to Alex's blog featuring all his latest reviews. Until next time, keep the popcorn buttery and the film magic alive. Thanks for tuning in, fellow movie enthusiasts. And don't forget, it's always movies first.
You've been listening to Movies First.
Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcast player. You can also stream on demand at Bytes.com.
This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.